재미와 지식의 오디오라이프 팝빵
It's the longest running radio show in TBS EFM history.
Oh my gosh, the Steve Hatherly Show? Wow, I started listening when I was in high school. And now I'm a mother. I listen with my baby.
Funny, hilarious, energetic.
Steve Hatherly? Is he still on air? Oh my God, he must be like a really old man now.
Steve? 누구? 나 Steve 몰라.
Steve Hatherly Show, 대박!
I really enjoy listening to Steve Hatherly Show. Why? It's fun. Fun and fun.
It's full of interesting news around the world, information for life, and I love all the music they play.
Steve is funny and has a lot of energy. I can learn English from the show.
I love Steve the Steve Hatherly Show.
The Steve Hatherly Show.
The Steve Hatherly Show.
Hour number two of the Steve Hatherly Show. You're listening to us on EFM 101.3 in the Seoul and its surrounding areas. GFN 98.7 in Gwangju, 93.7 FM in Yeosu, and 90.5 in Busan. Thank you so much for staying with us for hour number two on this Thursday afternoon. It is the 25th day of November for 2021. And today, an important question, I think. If you were to come up with a safety word or code to let your family or friends know that you were in trouble, what would it be? And if you already have one, you can let us know that as well. Pounder sharp 1013, you can text in on your cell phone for 50 or 101, depending on the length of your text. You can also DM us at Instagram by searching at the Steve Hatherly Show. Leave us a comment at our YouTube live stream. Go to youtube.com, search TBS EFM Live or the Steve Hatherly Show. Both of those searches will send you straight to us. You can log in there, leave a comment there, and doing that might get you one of the 10,000 won coffee vouchers that we will give out before the end of the show. We'll find out your thoughts on safe words when we come back from Jonas Brothers SOS. Told you I made dinner plans for you and me and no one else.
Here's what I think.
Hello everyone, this is Mark. I would use the word seafood to let my family know that I am in danger because I'm allergic to seafood. When I was a kid, I've got a very serious reaction after having veggie instant noodles. I found out later that it contained very small portions of oyster sauce. If I call my mom and say, Mom, can we have seafood platter for dinner like we did yesterday? I'm pretty sure that she will get my hint.
Here's what I think.
Hi, this is Christina. If I had to make a safe word, I would go with a sentence like, I forgot to take the trash out. Because it sounds like something that could pop up to one's mind. Like, oops, I forgot to do that. Can you check on it for me? So the person around me in that unsafe or maybe uncomfortable situation would not notice about it or think that I'm signaling something to my family members or my friends. Also, in our family, I'm not the one in charge of taking out the trash, so they would know right away that this is not a normal real life situation kind of conversation, and they would know that I needed help and would come and save me.
Here's what I think.
안녕하세요. 제 이름은 이소연입니다. 저는 만약 제가 위험에 빠졌다는 것을 가족과 친구들에게 알려줘야 한다면 할아버지는 식사하셨어? 라는 문장을 세이프워드로 사용하겠습니다. 세이프워드라면 일반 사람들이 맥락에 상관없이 흔히 말할 수 있는 내용이지만 저에게만 해당이 완전히 안 되는 내용이어야 하잖아요. 저는 할아버지가 친가, 외가 모두 돌아가셨어요. 그런데 제가 갑자기 할아버지의 안부를 물으면 가족들이 이상하게 여길 수 있는 거죠. 그래서 이번 기회에 저의 safe word를 가족과 친구들에게도 알려주려고요.
All different styles of answers,
yeah.
But all very effective, I think, right?
Wow.
I apologize. I missed our final responder's name.
Soyeon.
Soyeon.
That was very smart.
Yeah.
So she was saying, like, you know, how these safe safety words or like the safety phrases maybe need to be something that is super common but has absolutely nothing to do with me so that it doesn't give it away to anyone else, right? And so her safety phrase that she chose from this point on is 할아버지는 식사하셨어? Did grandpa have his meal?
Mm-hmm.
And she says this because both her grandfathers have passed away, maternal, paternal side. And so that obviously just triggers, like, what are you talking about? Grandfather's not around.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yep, perfect answer, right?
Wow.
And that wouldn't signal anything to anyone, would it?
No. Right. No, I would never, like, okay, if I put myself in the shoes
yeah,
of like,
yeah,
I would never suspect that that's a sign.
Christina, same kind of thing, right?
Yeah.
Nothing that would alarm anyone to anything at all. Oh, I forgot to take the trash out.
Yeah.
Yeah, because that's not a sentence that you would use on a daily basis, right? So it would be very easy to remember for someone that that is your emergency sentence, right? And it's so common. It's so, so common. And Mark, that's a great answer, too.
Yeah.
Mark said something seafood related because he has a seafood allergy. So if he were to say to his mom, hey, can we have a seafood platter for dinner again tomorrow like we did yesterday? Well, then obviously Mark can never eat seafood, has no intentions of ever trying to eat seafood.
Yeah.
So that would be a really effective answer, too.
Brilliant.
Yeah, but always remember to share what you're going to say.
Oh, yeah.
Because if you just say, Mom, can we have seafood platter today like yesterday? Mom will be just, if she did not know that this was a safe word or phrase, she'd be like, what are you talking about?
Yeah.
You're allergic.
Everyone has to be very aware, right?
Very.
Yeah. Very, very aware. Yeah, great point, Kaylin.
Yeah.
All right, let's see what you think about this. 5122 says, you know, I've never thought of that. I think it's a good idea to have a secret word to imply danger. Maybe the word should be an unusual word. If not, my family might misunderstand. I'm always in danger. How about Hatherly?
Oh!
That's a quite unique word for Korean people. I've never met anyone called Hatherly. So, okay, I've decided. I will use this word. Yeah, that's true. Maybe you should use a word that's easy to pronounce, though.
Oh.
Because Hatherly doesn't exactly roll off the tongue, does it?
True, but if your family all knows Hatherly,
if they all listen to the show,
it's fine.
That is very true. Something unique as opposed to something common. What do experts say about that? Do they say choose using something unique or choose using something common? Because I can see the advantages of both. If it's unique, then obviously people are going to think, well, why are you saying that?
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Oh, you must be in trouble.
Or it's something that you would never use in common conversation.
Right. But if it's too common.
Yeah.
And it is possible that you could say it all the time.
Yeah.
Then if your family member is just, maybe they're busy at the time. They're not really paying attention. And that, I forgot to take out the trash. Whatever. No, but just do it tomorrow.
Oh. Yeah, or I'll do it when I get home.
Right?
Yeah.
If they happen to be otherwise engaged at the time, I can see the advantages to both. Kaylin, 4283, please.
진짜 그렇게 하면 좋을 듯하네요. 저희 가족은 그런 사인이 없었는데 위험을 알리는 단어나 행동을 만들어야겠어요. Yeah, it'll be great to have something like that. You know, our family doesn't have that kind of sign, but, you know, we should make one, maybe a word or an action that alerts people.
Yeah, one word. I mean, this is great for kids, but this is also great for anyone in the family, grandparents too, right?
Oh, yeah.
And not just situations where, you know, there could be a violent criminal around, but even in a situation maybe where your family member, something happens where they can't speak very well. So just having one word.
Yeah.
Where they could say that.
Oh, like it could be like a medical emergency, let's say.
That's what I mean, yeah.
And they'll just be like,
Hatherly!
Shrimp!
Yes.
Yeah.
Hatherly shrimp.
Hatherly
shrimp. Shrimp Hatherly.
Why did shrimp make it in there?
I don't know.
I have no seafood allergies, maybe.
7588 says, I told my children to call me Mama or their dad Papa when they're in an uncomfortable situation, and it works for texts as well. It doesn't sound suspicious because children can call their parents mama and papa, but that's not what our children ever call us by.
Oh, that's smart.
That's a good idea. That's a very good idea because, yeah, it's common for children to call their parents mama or papa. Yeah. So that wouldn't seem out of the ordinary at all.
Yeah.
Okay, you want to pick one here?
Sure. 8312 says, hello, I watched the movie Dune, which Timothée Chalamet starred in. Oh, man, I should have you read it, Steve.
It's easier in Korean, to be honest with you.
Timothée
Chalamet.
I think we should make a compilation and then tag Timothée Chalamet and see if he responds.
Throw it up
this.
On the gram.
Yeah. Right. Anyway, so he starred in this movie, and Timothée Chalamet and his mother communicated with sign language in danger.
That's right.
So it was awesome and cool for me, and I can't wait to learn sign language like them to communicate more deeply and secretly than with words.
I have to watch that movie again. I watched it, but I wasn't really paying attention. So I have to go back and watch it again.
It's a good movie.
You've seen it?
Yeah.
Yeah. People are kind of raving about it, right?
Mm. It's a new style of movie,
it
sort of.
It struck me as Game of Thrones meets Star Wars.
Does that make sense? It does make sense.
Kind of, but I was suddenly doing something else, and then it struck me too as the kind of film that you really have to pay attention. And I wasn't doing that, so I don't know how many times I hit rewind 10 minutes, and then I finally said, okay, I have to watch this again.
My husband said after the whole movie it felt like there was sand in his mouth.
Jin Young says, my family has a word that we can recognize or distinguish from each other in emergency situations. We promise to ask Mimi, and then to answer, let's eat chicken. It's funny. It's uncommon, the combination, right? Nobody says Mimi, and then the answer is, let's eat chicken. if there's no answer with chicken, that person is not one of my family members. My mom called me Mimi with no reason whatsoever. One day, my mom called this word to her mind, and we decided to use this word for emergency situations to identify each other. But it's not a sign of SOS. I should think of the word again, perhaps, a new one. Oh, I realize this secret here. I have to change the word today.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah, because if anyone says Mimi, we'll all say, let's eat chicken now.
Let's eat chicken. That's right. Yeah, that's a great idea, though. Make it nonsensical. Where it's impossible for someone to guess that.
Oh.
Mimi. No one can say, oh, I don't know what that is, but I know I'm supposed to say something, so let's eat chicken.
Yeah.
It's not connected at all, right?
Exactly. And I think this might work for even within family members,
because
I know with child kidnapping cases, it's not always strangers that kidnap the children. Sometimes it's uncles or aunts or grandparents. It's like you really never know.
Yeah.
Surprisingly, they're closer. So if that's communicated, let's say, I can't pick up my child, and I need my, I don't know, sister to pick my child up, then I'll tell my sister, hey, look, for today, our code sentence is this.
Yep.
And I'll communicate with my child. If Emo goes pick you up, you have to have this.
This is the code.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Mm. Yeah, someone familiar sometimes is the criminal, right? Just like we talked about Kang Sang-dong in the first hour, and Jin Young said maybe he had a grudge against Kim Ye's ex-husband, so he might have kidnapped those women. I watched a similar case to this on a TV show called Kokomu.
Korea Munun Iyagi. I love that
show. Such a great show.
Really?
Yeah.
Never heard of it before. Let's do another one. 9672 says, at the mall, the shopping mall, they taught us to use Nora. Or Nora, N-O-R-A, if someone was being belligerent and we needed to get the cops there. Nora means need officer right away.
Oh.
That's very good. For example, if a guy was at the counter screaming and cursing, threatening us, but we couldn't escape, he won't leave and we felt unsafe, we'd ask him to hold while I called the manager. Then I'd get the phone, call the police station in the mall, and say something like, oh, hi, Nora. This is so-and-so calling. I have a customer issue I was hoping you could help me with. Then hang up and announce the manager was on his way, and the cops would show up instead.
This is brilliant. Unless the cop's name really is Nora.
So we don't have a Nora in
well,
this
I
precinct.
Mean, then... Then if the officer named Nora, then it's even better, I suppose. Wait, this is genius, right?
Yeah. I wonder if this is universal for all police force, like let's say in the United States.
Need officer uh-huh. right away?
Yeah, because mm. I feel like it could possibly
could be.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Wow, that's really, really good. Mm. All right, we'll take a break. More answers have come in. We'll save them until later on in the show. When we come back from this break, I've got some mystery riddles for you on a Thursday afternoon. Send in your answers. If you were to come up with a safe word or a code to let your family or friends know that you were in some trouble, what would it be? And if you've already got one, you can let us know that as well. Text in for 50 or 101, DM us at Instagram, or leave us a comment at our YouTube live stream. You might be a 10,000 won coffee voucher winner. We will give those out before the end of the show. Here's 10 centimeters. Help. 어떤 약을 먹고 누워야 잠이 들 수 있을까 사실 알고 있지만 좀 불안해